We have a question by Crypto Potato. Is that Greg? Does this also make individual miners more open to targeting by government sanctions? That's an incredible question. I don't know, but how will they find out, how will they find out where that individual miner is? Or rather, to punish individual miners for violating sanctions? It could be, man. Look, Opti and I have been covering this on a daily basis. It's going to get very fucking nasty. It's going to get hairy. You know that, Opti calls them high level parasites. I call them monetary demons, right? You know that these people aren't going to give over the keys and just go gently into that good night. You know, they're going to put up a fight. And that's not only us speculating on that. Actually, we've been on top of this for more than a year now. That's exactly what's happening. I mean, the White House report was damning. The report by the Treasury, the future of money, was also damning. That entire report, they're making the case that the future of money is central bank digital currencies. And they don't mention Bitcoin, which, by the way, is a huge amount of signal right there, right? So you already know where the cards are falling, right? Not to mention the MiCA regulation, in Europe that Christine Lagarde was looking forward to, right? That in the wording, right, we still need more confirmation of that. But in the wording from the report, from the article that we covered, it basically said that they want to KYC, they want to force developers and software developers to implement KYC into the wallets, right? So yeah, man, this is going to be a crazy fight, but I'm hopeful that we can innovate faster, right, than they could try to regulate, right? And I think that that's where this is going. Man, they're fucking demons, man. They're demons, and they don't want to give up power.